Hey, Broncos country. Welcome to our new show, Cover 2. I'm Ray Crockett, and this is your Ring of Famer, Steve Atwater. I know we suffered a tough loss in the black hole, Raider week. You know how we hate losing to the Raiders. But we feel there was a couple of big things that made us lose. We want to talk about them and tell you about them as well. Steve, first and foremost, what do you think was one of the significant things of this game starting off?
Biggest thing for me was the fight that got started early between Aqib Talib and Michael Crabtree. That took away one of our best players and one of their best players as well, but I think it had a bigger impact on us than it did on them, because after Aqib Talib was taken out of the game, we had to go with Brandon Langley, the rookie, and he just looked like he wasn't quite ready for the stage.
Yeah, he wasn't prepared at all. And that's what happens when you play a rookie, man. It takes time for them to get ready, and when they get on the spur of the moment, it's really tough for them. And a couple other things I'm looking at, too, is discipline. If you go back to that and just hit on it real quick, that's been our problem all year. We've had a problem with discipline. It showed up big time, and it was ugly, and it was even worse this time because it was a fight. Yeah. But with that being said, we have to get better. We have to get better discipline if we want to do anything better. Let's get to a bright side of this. Looking at where we were and what we were trying to do with our quarterback situation, how did you think we fared out there switching and going with Paxton Lynch?
Well, I don't think Paxton had a great game. He certainly could have done a lot of things better. He connected on a couple of passes, but we didn't score any points while he was at quarterback. When Trevor came into the game, things changed around, and it seemed like the team got a little bit of life, and we were able to drive down and score two consecutive times.
And you have to look at this now. This is for everybody out there. I love this about Trevor. Trevor got knocked down, got set down, got told him he couldn't play, wasn't going to suit up. All of a sudden, you throw him in there, he goes and shows us life, leads us down to two scores. I love that, man. When other people stop believing, you still have to believe in yourself. How do you think he did on those two drives?
Oh, he did a wonderful job. And again, he came in with confidence, and that's a lot of times what a lot of players are missing is the confidence. He came in with confidence, knowing that he could lead the team, and the team believed in him. The lineman did a good job of blocking for him. He did a good job connecting on passes, and the receivers did their job and caught the passes when they were thrown to him. So he did a great job in there, and I just got to give kudos for him to being able to step up in a tough situation.
And it was 21-0 at the time that he came into the game. I myself didn't think we had a shot in heck in winning this game. But all of a sudden, he came in and led us to two drives. And then it came back. Something reared its ugly head again. Defense.
Yes.
Our defense is normally so much better than this. And all of a sudden, we can't stop anybody, especially in crunch time. And that's what they used to be so really, really good at, was stopping people in crunch time. Tell me a little bit about this defense and why you feel it's a little shaky right now.
Well, we haven't been getting as much pressure as we had in the past, for one. And also, with Aqib Talib being out of the game, we had the rookie cornerback in, Brandon Langley. And again, he just wasn't ready for the stage. The quarterback, Derek Carr, knew that he wasn't ready for the stage, and he was trying to go at him intentionally.
But the good thing was this. We showed a little fight.
I hadn't seen
that in a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we showed a lot of fight.
Yes.
A lot of fight on down the stretch, too. The guys hung in there. They played hard for a full 60 minutes. Everybody has to feel good about that. Again, just, hopefully we can finish one of these games where we can get a victory.
Bronco country, we'll see you next week when we try to pull out one. It was rough. We hate Raider Week just like you do, and we hate losing just like you do. Tune in next week.